Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast, where it's all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. You know, it comes to a point sometimes when you feel like giving up in your marriage because you've tried almost everything. You Googled stuff on how you can improve your marriage. You've applied, but nothing is changing. Nothing seems to make a progress in terms of your marriage. You've gotten advice from friends. You've applied, but he's not changing. The marriage is not moving forward. You're getting frustrated day by day. And you feel like you've done everything. You've done everything in your part to make this marriage work, but nothing seems to be getting on properly to how you'd want your marriage to be. It gets to a point where you feel like you don't want to try no more because you feel like you've lost yourself in the process of trying to improve your marriage and nothing seems to be changing. You've told him how you feel in regards to how you don't want some things to be done. And he says he's going to change. He doesn't change. Or sometimes he only shows up for a few times and then goes back to the old habits. And it's always living in a house of always having arguments and chaotic. It's messing up your head. And now you're getting to a point where you're living on a survival mode because you're feeling like giving up. You've given up. Emotionally, you're just there because you're trying to survive. You're trying to keep it together because you have kids and you don't want to just leave. If you had an option, that's what you'd do. And it's because you've lost all the hope if this marriage can be resurfaced back to where it was and even be functional. I know you've tried your best. And now you're on the end of the rope to giving up on your marriage. But the message for you today is don't give up yet. Keep trying and don't lose hope. You can save your marriage. And even if you're the only one who is seeing like your marriage needs to be saved, you need someone to help your marriage so you can move forward, and he's not seeing like there's any big problem that needs any external help, then you're right. Don't think that you don't need external help just because it thinks that people view things differently. Reach out for help and come work with me. I can help you save your marriage. I can help you end the resentment that's going on between the two of you. And if the resentment is ending, like if you don't have to feel any bitterness of anger, and if you stop feeling like you just want to leave every time you fight, then you'll be able to save your marriage in the easiest way possible. Don't give up yet. You've not finished what you were meant to do in that marriage. You're the only one who can save it. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking Podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.